Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering.
Hello, podcast listeners. I am Alan Collins. I'm the head of the abuse team at Hugh James, and I'm joined in this latest podcast by my colleague, Danielle Vincent. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Alan.
In this podcast, we are going to be talking about consent and stealthing. Maybe I can get you, Danielle, to explain a little bit about the background to why we've chosen to talk about consent and stealthing in this podcast. And I think it all revolves around a recent BBC drama titled I May Destroy You.
Yeah, so this BBC drama came out in the summer, and it basically follows three different characters and numerous incidents happen to them along the way. And how it pans out is, unfortunately, this main character is raped, and then it follows her life after this. So she's raped after a night out, and then she has other relationships with other people. And during her next relationship, she consents to sexual intercourse with a male with the use of a condom. And then halfway through, he removes this without her knowledge. And that's where the term stealthing comes from.
And of course, this then raises interesting, well, is that the right term? Yeah, let's stick with interesting. Interesting legal questions, because obviously you've got the issue of consent. If the man removes the condom without his partner's knowledge and continues, say, with penetration, then arguably he's going to be committing the offence of rape.
So that's what the documentary, and then there were a number of different platforms that discussed it afterwards about this. So yes, the consent to the act with the condom, and then once that's removed, if that's removed by without the other party knowing or consenting, then actually they haven't consented to the act that then continues.
Yeah, that's right. And there's been some pretty high profile cases over recent years where there have been convictions in some cases and acquittals in other cases, where you have this issue where what started off as a consensual sexual encounter becomes a non-consensual one because one party decides to behave in a particular way which the other party has not agreed to. And, you know, in this particular storyline that you're talking about, I think the character concerned is, you know, is saying, isn't she, that I did not consent to have sexual intercourse with this man without a condom.
Well, what's really interesting about this drama, and I think it's really good that they've actually, that this storyline's played out, is that at the time when it happens to her, she doesn't realise it's an offence. It's almost that she is gaslighted because her partner says to her, I thought you would have felt it, or I thought you would have realised. So then you see that the drama then play out that she's really confused because she doesn't know how to deal with that. And it's only later on in the series that she realizes that this happens a lot more. And then it comes up and she realizes that it has been a sexual assault. And it's much more common than people realize. And I mean, I think it's really good that the BBC have done this drama because I hadn't heard of this before. And then I did a lot of research on it and there was a lot about it online.
Yes, and I think in this series, I think further on in the series, I think you told me that there's also a male character who has consensual sex with a man after they've met up on Grindr. And again, you have a similar sort of issue, whereas that there's a rape then follows without a condom being worn.
Yeah, so in that instance, the two men, they agree to have consensual protected sex. And then as the male character is leaving, who's also dominant in the whole series, he features throughout, he is then raped by the other male. And then you follow his storyline and he reports this to the police. And the police have difficulty in dealing with it because they say, well, you've just consented. So you consented to one act, but not to the other. And it then shows the difficulties that he has in dealing with it, because again, he had consented to one, but he hadn't consented to the second act.
And again, okay, it's a television series, it's a program, it's there to entertain, if that's the right term, but it does emphasize yet again the realities, and often the realities that we see in our cases, which is it's trying to unravel factually what happened, you know, because you've only got two people who know the truth, the two people engaged in whatever took place, and try and unravel all of that, to try and work out what was consensual and what wasn't consensual, is challenging for lawyers, the police, the courts, let alone for the individuals involved, and all the trauma and everything that goes with everything that they've gone through. And I think you have discovered that it's estimated that the occurrence is much higher than what we may have thought it to have been.
Staffing is much higher than we would have anticipated. And then once you go onto the internet to have a look and look at the facts and the figures and people's awareness of this, different medias have done articles on this that we'll obviously link in our blog. So if people want to have a look, they can. This is a lot more. Well, this is happening a lot more than people realise. And I think it's a lot of people wouldn't even realise that this is an offence, whether it's the person which is doing it or the person that it's happening to.
Well, yes, it's like in the storyline, isn't it? I think the victim is Arabella. And, you know, her sexual partner would say, or is saying, well, I thought you knew, I thought you consented, I didn't realise there was a problem, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, that matches reality for when the police have to investigate these matters, because how do you work out beyond reasonable doubt what was consensual and what wasn't consensual? What did they agree to? What didn't they agree to? It's very challenging.
Yeah, it really is challenging. And I found what was even more worrying is that when you start having a look at this and researching it, there used to be websites and different platforms where people could talk about how to do it to people. So awareness does need to be raised that if you do this to someone, you are potentially going to be prosecuted for a criminal offence, a very serious criminal offence.
Well, yes, that's right. You know, Sexual Offences Act 2003 makes it very clear, you know, your Section 1 and Section 2 to start off with, which could result in life imprisonment. You know, the penalties are very, very heavy. And, you know, other sexual offences may well have been committed, depending on what was taking place or what is alleged to have taken place. So, yes, the consequences are severe for both parties. You know, there's the innocent party who's been violated, and then you've got the offender who'd be serving lengthy jail time. It does seem that there is a big education deficit sometimes, you know, when we have cause to talk about these matters on podcasts, issues of consent and so on, and now this. It is amazing that there is this big gap in people's knowledge and understanding, and almost a sense of sort of no fault having been given at all to, you know, behaviour.
Yeah, and in addition, you know, you've got this assault, you're no longer consenting to what's happening to you. You've also got the other risks then that follow with unprotected sex, whether that'll be sexually transmitted diseases or unwanted pregnancies, which is another huge thing that needs to be considered in these types of situations. I think it's really important that people realise that consent is, you know, just because you've consented to something once doesn't mean that you consent again, and that can be in any form of...
It's a blank check.
Yeah, it's not that if you've consented to something once, which I think some people really don't understand or get confused with, and that's been dealt with different soaps over the years or different dramas about consent, you know, whether it's been in a marriage or a stable relationship. So consent is incredibly important to know the boundaries of that.
Yeah. And another side to all of this, of course, is that not only is there potential criminal consequences, but also civil consequences, because, you know, there's nothing to stop the victim stroke survivor actually taking their own action against their offender, abuser, whatever it is that you want to call them. The offender could be civilly liable to pay substantial compensation for the physical or psychological trauma that they've inflicted. And as we know from cases that we deal with, the damage can be immense.
It really can. It's not the one act that that person has to deal with. It's the fallout. And this is dealt with actually in the drama, you know, the difficulties with focusing with work, the difficulties of maintaining friendship groups. These types of things that happen to people affect every aspect of their life.
And on that profound note, we will leave it there. And as always, listeners, if you have any thoughts or suggestions for future podcasts, please join us. And again, listeners, if you have any concerns or questions about the content of this podcast or any of our other podcasts or matters generally, then please do not hesitate to get in touch with us. You're more than welcome to contact us on a confidential basis. Right. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you very much, podcast listeners. That's the end of the podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.